Rory, a victory today, your first as Donegal manager, your assessment of that one against Queens?
First of all, it's always nice to win. Listen, we went out to win last week and it didn't work out that way, so it is. But look, I was relatively pleased, you know. It's difficult conditions, and I suppose to score 16, yeah. I think in those conditions was quite pleasing, you know, albeit against a college team.
And you needed 9 scores in that as well?
I must look at it, but yeah, there was a good enough range of scores that there was, and I think the experienced players coming into it, they helped the fresher faces in the panel, and overall, albeit maybe against not as strong an opposition, it was a much more cohesive display.
Yeah, and Orr McNeillis got the man of the match today. He kicked some fantastic scores there in very difficult conditions.
I did. You're lucky. Oren's a top drawer player. Listen, he's a breath of fresh air in the setup, and you know, he's very refreshing, his attitude and his work rate is pleasing as well as that. But you know, it's his overall quality, you know, shines through.
Yeah, and so we've seen bits of quality of other players too. The experienced guys coming back, and I suppose that was very telling from early in the first half, Rory.
It was. Yeah, I thought Christie and Martin gave us a good platform in the middle of the field. You know, Frank, you know, he's easing himself into it. You know, I thought he was a big difference as well. And you know, on top of that, you know, you had Martin Riley inside. Now, you know, he's a senior panelist a number of years, and I thought he played well as well.
Yeah, and you give a couple of guys their debuts too in the second half, came on as subs.
We did, yeah. Listen, they're all putting in a big shift, and we try to give them a wee bit of game time and a wee bit of exposure to it. It won't be as easy to throw them into the National League, but look, over 3 or 4 months, we're hoping those lads will improve, you know, been part of the setup and training in this sort of environment.
Was that a more positive run out today for you than that of last week, Roy?
It was. Listen, look, you know, the reality is that the training ban doesn't be lifted the 29th of December. We are playing on the 4th of January. It would have been, in some ways, a minor miracle if we had been much better last week. But we've had a few more sessions this week. We even done a good bit yesterday, and I think it helped us.
Yeah, but even them boys that came in today, they're in good physical condition, and they looked after themselves in the close months, were
they? They did. Listen, they all went back. Well, they couldn't. We weren't out collective training. They were back doing a wee bit of gym work and that sort of thing. And, you know, the experienced players are at a stage of their lives now where they look after their bodies, and they know what it's about, and you know, the more game time they can get between now and the 31st of January, the better.
Who are we looking at next week that could possibly return, Rory?
There mightn't be a whole lot between now and Wednesday, you know. By the following weekend, we should have the bulk of the players back. You know, Carl trained very well there today, Neil Gallagher, Michael Murphy, Colin was back doing a bit, Eamon McGee, they all trained, you know, between yesterday and the day, they've done a good bit. So, you know, Wednesday might be a wee bit soon, it'd be something similar probably for Wednesday night.
Is your backroom team finalised at this stage? Jack Coney took a couple of sessions, we believe, over the last week or so. Has that been finalised yet, Rory, or what's the story on it?
Well, yeah, you know, it has been a deal to a certain extent. It just has to be ratified by the clubs tomorrow night.
Right, and the experience that Coney has, something that you're impressed with and pleased with, are you?
Jack's a fellow I've known over the years. You know, he's coming to Kilcara a long time now at this stage, so looking forward to settling in, working with Jack.
Yeah, and now looking forward to the Fermanagh game. It's your native county, and they actually won today, so they're in pole position in the group after their victory against Derry. So they'll be coming on board ahead of this one.
They will. Yeah, listen, look, I know from speaking to people at home, they've been putting in a massive effort. I think they were back training probably before a lot of teams, and they'd be putting in a huge effort. Pete McGrath came in last year, and he didn't have much of a chance. I think he was a late appointment, but by all accounts, you know, beating Derry today by 3 or 4 points, they're in pole position. But look, we're not overly worried about qualifying out of the group. If we could get a good performance and hopefully get a win, that's all we'll focus on.
Does that give them an edge over us then?
They're going to be fitter and that sort of thing, you know. But again, you know, no more than Derry or Queens, we'll not overly look at the opposition. We'll look at ourselves, you know, individually and collectively, trying to improve the performance levels, you know, build the fitness levels through game time as well.
I mentioned this to Orrin after he received the man of the match. He spoke live with us. I suppose the best practice you can get is match practice and getting games. And if you can maybe get out of this group and get a couple of other games, where it'd be very much beneficial ahead of that Derry opener in the league.
I would. Listen, look, if we get through, we'll be delighted to get through, you know. The only thing is we haven't a lot of work done, so it'd be a wee bit of a shock to the system if we do get through. But you know, the more game time, the better. Competitive games is better than anything. It's better than any training session.
Finally, first one now is Donegal manager under the belt.
It's good to win. So it is. Hopefully now, played against Fermanagh twice now when it was in previously with Donegal. We lost both. Hopefully, we can break that duck as well on Wednesday night.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for talking. I'll see you on Wednesday.
No bother.